Our opening prayer was for Saints Nereus and Aquileius, but really there have been four saints traditionally celebrated on this day. Nereus and Aquileius were elite Roman soldiers from the first century, and when they converted to Christianity, they also helped convert a woman named Domitilla, Flavia Domitia, and she gave her life to Christ and made a promise of virginity. She was also martyred with them. Then about 200 years later, St. Pancras, who's also been celebrated today, St. Pancras was a young Roman citizen who converted and was also killed in the persecutions that went on until the legalization of Christianity in 313 AD. So these four saints who were killed for their faith because they laid down their life for their friend, Jesus. Jesus went all the way to death for them. They went all the way to death for Jesus. There are many, many saints in the early Roman church who are just like this. We don't have much information about their biographies or their stories, but we have some, and they're very, very ancient, strong traditions of these real people who died for Christ. And friends, this phenomena keeps on happening to our day. It was just 8 years ago, I'm sure some of you remember the scene of the 21 Coptic martyrs who were killed by the Islamic State on the seashore in Libya. I know in my mind that image is burned into my head. The Islamic State made a video of their execution by beheading. They lined up these 21 men in orange jumpsuits, each with a masked figure behind them wearing black, each with a knife, and they were all executed on the seashore at the same time. What's interesting is that there are 21 Coptic martyrs, which the Coptic Church now recognizes and celebrates. The Catholic Church, under Pope Francis, has also recognized them as martyrs that we will celebrate as well. And even more so, really only 20 of those men, not 21 on that day, called themselves Coptic Christians. Because 20 of the men were from Egypt, they were all construction workers, and the last one was actually from Chad, Africa. His name was Matthew Ayariga. And like the early Roman saints, they have done a bunch of research into his life, and you can't find much. It's not like documentation. There's not family members to ask. Somehow he found his way to Libya as a migrant worker in construction, found his way there and made friends with these Egyptian construction workers. And the Islamic radicalists were about to actually release him. He was almost set free because he wasn't a Coptic Christian per se. He was just with them. But of course, he was beheaded and died. So what happened? Well, he had seen the faith of his Coptic Orthodox friends for quite a while. And when they were about to release him, Matthew, now Saint Matthew, simply said, "Their God is my God. Their God is my God." How much he knew about the Coptic Orthodox faith, we don't know. Whether he was baptized or not, we don't know. But we do know that at the moment of decision, he, like those official baptized Coptic Orthodox Christians, he said, "Their God is my God, their Jesus is my Jesus," and he laid down his life for his friend. We venerate him today as a saint and as a martyr in both the Orthodox and Catholic churches. One of the reasons why Pope Francis chose to actually formally say that we will venerate these saints in our tradition as well is because it is by the blood of the martyrs that we see love expressed most deeply. And if anything will heal the divisions in the Christian church, whether it's Catholic or Orthodox or Protestant or evangelical, the one thing that will heal it is love. Love that goes all the way to the end. The love of the martyrs, the blood of the martyrs, heals the divisions in the body of Christ. As their human flesh is rent and torn apart out of love for Christ, the spiritual body of the church is knit back together through love. Today, friends, let us ask the martyrs to pray for us, that we might have great love for Christ, even unto death. And if we seek reconciliation and healing in our own lives, families, communities, let's look for where there is the greatest love and the greatest sacrifice. And let's recognize that and see that Christ is in that love in our midst, working to heal the divisions in his mystical body.